the video rental chain Xtravision has been sold to Hilco Capital Ireland for a sum which has not been disclosed. Hilco, which recently bought HMV in Ireland and in Britain, will now take control of the chain's business, stock and head office in Talla in Dublin. Now, Xtravision employs between north and south about 1,000 people. So what's the future for them and for the business? Now, joining us, our business editor, David Murphy. First of all, the new owners. What do you know about them, David?
Well, Hilco is owned and run by a man called Paul McGowan. He's a Belfast-based accountant. He was born and raised in Belfast. He's now living in RD and he spends most of his week working from London. And he has run a company called Hilco, which is specialised in turning around distressed retailers. And he's done some very big deals in the past. He's taken over HMV in Ireland, the UK and Canada. While they're really up and running again in the UK and Canada, they're turning their attention to Ireland, where 4 of the stores will be reopened and 100 of the 300 staff will be going back to work there. Some of the original staff will be going back to work there. Internationally, they're very, very big. They've been involved in Canada's largest carpet maker. They also bought and then sold the chain Habitat in the UK, and in Ireland they've been involved in the Aware chain. So they've been involved in an awful lot of businesses, but particularly businesses which are in deep distress, which are being sold either in liquidation or in receiverships.
So for the moment you were saying 3 stores definitely going to open?
In terms of what's going to happen with Xtravision, they haven't specified exactly how many of the 130 stores will open. Just the exact figure is that there are 803 staff working across those stores on both sides of the border. About 3/4 of the staff are in the Republic of Ireland. What they're going to do is that they will open negotiations with each of the landlords to see if they can renegotiate leases and bring down rents. And where they can, they will be reopening the stores. So I understand a small number of the stores will be closing, but at the moment it's all very vague regarding how many will remain open and how many jobs will be retained. But I guess there's a little bit of surprise that this has gone ahead, in the sense that the difficulty for Xtravision was this. Many people are now downloading films, or they're streaming on the internet and watching movies via services like Netflix, or the player, or watching programming on player services like RTE's. So the question is, how much business is there going to be in 5 or 10 years' time for people to rent DVDs? And I understand that the rental business had been declining very dramatically in areas around Ireland where fibre optic broadband, or the next generation of broadband, had been introduced. However, the retail business of selling soft drinks, of selling sweets, that business had been doing relatively well. So the question for Hilco is, are they going to redevelop the retail business and shrink the rental business over time to make Xtravision a viable brand in future?
All right, but for the moment, the most immediate question, I suppose, is rents.
I think rents are going to be the immediate question. They've said that they have had messages of support from a number of landlords, and they say that therefore they're hopeful that they'll be able to retain all of the stores which they've agreed to acquire. But there's no guarantee of that. We don't really know. And in the case, certainly, of their acquisition with HMV, while that had closed when it was bought by Hilco, they haven't been able to reopen all of those stores. There are only 4 of the HMV stores which are going to be open, so we don't know exactly what's going to happen with Xtravision. Obviously, the staff will have their fingers crossed, and there were some positive messages from the staff on the internet last night, but we'll have to see what happens.
Indeed, and as you said, 800 jobs on the island of Ireland, we'll see, not 1,000 as I was saying, 800 jobs, we'll see what the future is in the days and weeks to come. David Murphy, thank you. It's 8:15.